Chicago is known for a couple of things. Its weather, being a great sports town, one of the best summer cities in the world, and for its food. Whether it be beefs, dogs, or pizza, everyone has their favorite spot. Al's or Johnny's Beef, Superdog or the Wiener Circle, or maybe it's Pequod's over Giordano's. Let's figure this thing out. It's time for
Food Fight!
Here's John Landecker and Dan Levy.
That's us. I'm John Landecker. That must be Dan Levy.
Hello!
Hello! And how are you this fine evening?
I do fare thee well. How are you, sir?
Tip-top. Thank you, tip-top. Tonight, it is Toaster Strudel, you, versus Pop-Tart, me. Now, I'm not saying Wikipedia is the final word in anything, but Wikipedia classifies Pop-Tarts and Toaster Strudel under the same name, Toaster Pastry. Huh. Toaster Pastry.
Huh. I can see that. I can see that.
Okay, so you got Toaster Strudel that was introduced in 1985, and that's okay.
I was going to say, that might be the first item we've ever had that was born in the 20th century.
Well,
usually we're going back to like the mid 600s or something like that.
The introduction of Pop-Tarts is a story into itself.
Tell me there's Seinfeld in this one.
Just about. September 14th, 1964. So here's the deal. In the early 1960s, Kellogg's biggest competitor, Post, invented a process for dehydrating food and enclosing it in foil to keep it fresh. Originally, they were going to use it for dog food.
Oh, my God.
And they were looking to expand the breakfast market and adapt the process to a new toaster-prepared breakfast pastry. And they announced it in the press several months before they went to market. And they called them Country Squares. Well,
wow.
Because Post had revealed Country Squares before they were ready for the marketplace, Kellogg's rushed to develop their own version. And they hired this Bill Post, a former Keebler employee. They created their own breakfast pastry in just 4 months.
Those Keebler fellows are very sneaky.
I'm telling you, those elves, you got to watch them.
You just
don't know what's happening. All right, so other than warm and gooey, what's the good thing about Toaster Strudel?
All right. First of all, I do love both of them. I do love a good Pop-Tart. I do love a Toaster Strudel. The Toaster Strudel, flakier pastry texture, made with a puff pastry dough that becomes light and buttery, flaky when toasted. Pop-Tarts, on the other hand, are just denser, cookie crust. Then every time I've seen the open one, there's like least... They give you two of them, but one is always crumbled in the back. So anytime you eat it, it's all busted up. Number two, it's a creamier, richer filling, and you get to actually frost it yourself. Sometimes Pop-Tarts is just kind of matted on there. But if you toast the Toaster Strudel, they give you the little, you know, frosting packet, and you get to layer that thing, and you get to customize it any way you want. And also, Toaster Strudel often feel closer to real bakery pastry. So that makes it more of like a grown-up, decadent, decent breakfast you could have. Where Pop-Tarts are just like, it feels like a sugary snack. It's just like, all right, I've had a Pop-Tart. That's not really breakfast, and that's just going to do. And for me, I've always had them as dessert.
Well, one thing about Pop-Tarts, where they differ from, amongst some other things, from toaster pastry is that Pop-Tarts don't require a toaster.
That's true.
To enjoy them, which I think is one of the pluses on the Pop-Tart side is that
you're right. You can eat that on the go.
Yes. Pop-Tarts can be purchased from vending machines. Pop-Tarts are, you know, everywhere. And you can, if you so desire, toast them up. But if you don't want to, hey, guess what? You rip that sucker open and you go at it.
That's true.
I've done that many times.
Yes.
I have to say.
I've done it way too many times. But that's the kind of nice thing about the Pop-Tart, about the toaster strudel. You got to toast it. It just tastes that much better. It's an actual breakfast. You got to sit down and chill. I'm not all for have a Pop-Tart and get on the move and go.
Well, no,
Pop-Tarts are good, but it's like it's an emergency if I have to have a Pop-Tart. Toaster strudel, that one's good.
You can take the toaster strudel approach with a Pop-Tart. You don't have to eat it cold. You have the option. It gives you options. You can stay at home and put it in the toaster. Or you can put it in your pocket and hit the road.
Nothing like having pastries in your pocket on the road.
We'll be back with more of the Food Fight on 720 WGN. Food
Fight! Let's get you back to Food Fight. Here's John and Dan.
WGN, the Food Fight tonight between Pop-Tarts and Toaster Strudel. And it's at this point, usually in the Food Fight, that I get some sort of musical ditty, if you will, about whatever food we're fighting about. But not tonight.
No. Not tonight.
No, we're going to the movies.
Oh.
All right. And let's see. Didn't I write this down? John, you idiot. In 2024. There we go. Jerry Seinfeld was in a movie on Netflix, I believe, called Unfrosted.
Yes.
And it's not. And it, guess what it's based on? Right.
Pop-Tarts.
Post and Kellogg's.
In the early 1960s, the American morning was defined by milk and cereal. And the two undisputed giants of the cereal world were Kellogg's and Post.
Major news from the breakfast world. The Post Cereal Company has reportedly invented a shelf-stable fruit pastry breakfast product.
No.
Yeah.
The important thing is the name.
Fruit Magoos! What?
No.
Heat 'em up and eat 'em ups!
No sale.
Oblong nibblers.
Is this a joke?
How did it get this far?
It's breakfast. Things happen.
That's awesome.
I'm going to get me some oblong nibblers. Okay. So, in 2004, a really good, very successful movie called Mean Girls was
heard
out.
Heard of it?
Yes. And now, these are fictitious, characters. It was claimed that the Gretchen Wiener family fortune in the movie Mean Girls was due to the fact that her father invented toaster strudels.
I don't think my father, the inventor of toaster strudel, would be too pleased to hear about this.
That is so fetch.
That is so fetch. Yes. You know, it's not often that we get two food items that made cameo appearances.
This is very true.
In recent film history. Yeah.
Especially one was featured. It wasn't just an appearance.
Right, exactly.
The Seinfeld one was it.
Yeah, that was, I liked it. I know that a lot of, it didn't receive universal acclaim, but
I thought it was funny. You know, it's still a movie I need to get to. There's so many there on the docket. That's one of them.
I think obviously it's about food. I think you'd like it.
I think I would watch it on rotation.
And you know, it's based on this Kellogg's Post rivalry, which is a real thing, which is really strange that both, at least that used to be, that both of the cereals were in Battle Creek, Michigan.
That is strange.
And Battle Creek called itself the Cereal City. And you could go and you could actually get a tour of both the Kellogg's plant and the Post plant.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder why they all settled in Battle Creek, Michigan.
I have no idea.
That's it. We're taking each other here. It already has the name Battle in it. Let's do it.
Yeah, indeed. All right. Do we have a vote total, though, is the next question. What do we have?
We got a total.
And?
Another 50-50 tie.
Now, wait a minute.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, 50-50 right. Tie, the people have spoken.
I got to tell you, I am shocked. I thought Pop-Tarts was going to crush me.
I thought they'd win, too.
So did I. They're fake news.
I was going to say, I honestly can tell you that the last time I had a Pop-Tart, I was in high school.
Really?
Yeah, well, the last time I had a toaster strudel. I mean a toaster strudel, not a Pop Tart.
Oh yeah.
Pop Tart.
Yeah.
I think I had one last week. Strudel has been a long time.
I mean, I've said it more than once. We got Pop Tarts in the vending machine right here at WGN down the hall,
right in our face.
Yeah. Thank goodness.
Oh my God.
So,
how do we settle? Do we just have a good old?
Oh, well, you know, just you. But not you. Want to Jack? You want to jump in there, Jack?
Pop Tart.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I was going to say, someone's got. If he doesn't do it, I'm going to do it. I gave it as good as I could, but man, that s'mores Pop Tart is life changing.
It is.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Yeah. Mm. Okay.
No, I've never done the frosting on a Pop Tart, and I've heard putting butter on a Pop Tart is supposed to be also elevated to another level. I've never done those.
Oh, I never even thought about that.
Yeah, there is way more different things you can do with that than you could. Mm. Toaster strudel's good. Don't get me wrong. It was for me to argue, but that'd be a little Pop-Tart.
Speaking of food, what shall we battle over next week?
I got the sheet of ideas. All right. Grilled cheese versus spaghetti and meatballs. We got mac and cheese versus pasta or spaghetti. Chicken fingers versus jalapeno poppers. Pot roast versus chicken fried steak.
Mm.
Clam chowder versus beef stew.
Clam chowder versus beef stew.
That one sounds good.
Yeah, there's definitely a radical difference between those two. I mean, one's meat and one's clams.
Which one do you want?
One's stew and one's chowder.
Which one do you want to settle on?
Well, I think I'll clam up, if you will.
There it is.
I've got no beef with beef.
Right. Clam chowder and beef stew. Hmm. Interesting. Yeah.
I'm down with it.
Yeah. You know, this is... So it's almost, it's getting warmer. Hello today.
That's true. And it's hot today.
So there's a couple of cold soups, aren't there? Isn't there like gazpacho and something else?
Gazpacho is one. I don't know of another cold soup, though. Is there another one?
I don't know. We should try to find out and do one if there is. Or something else that is
cooler
that can be served chilled if you want it. Hmm. I'm not saying I like gazpacho, but I was just thinking, you know.
I don't see too many of those. Could always do a smoothie versus a shake. Have we ever done that one?
I'm good with beef stew and clam chowder. You know, I don't.
Okay.
A smoothie versus a shake. Oh my God.
Just saying.
We're going to go
for colder.
I mean, I can't successfully argue because they're both great. I mean, come on.
That's true.
I mean, it's like. Although there's ice cream and frozen yogurt.
Ooh.
Oh.
There's a good one.
I'm down with that one.
You want to do that instead of clam chowder and beef stew?
Yeah, we can do it. I'm down with that.
Sounds good to me.
All right. What do you want to be, Dan?
I'll go yogurt.
Frozen yogurt or ice cream.
Locked in.
Mm-hmm. Got it. And taste it already. So, well, you know, you have to prepare.
That's true.
You need to refresh your palate about.
I do like to do thorough radio show prep. So indeed. I'm with you.
That's right. It's what we learn coming up in the ranks of broadcasting.
If you're going to talk about a subject, know it in and out.
Well, yes, or at least fake it. So,
that's mostly it.
You've got a podcast going.
I do have a podcast going, and it's called Barguments, where we argue with topics very similar to what you and I just did, except it's a whole spectrum of nuttiness.
Yes.
All kinds of topics. And you can find it on YouTube. You can find it on Spotify, Apple, wherever you download podcasts. Find Barguments. Enjoy it. Let me know what you think. And we also have a fun Facebook group, too, that's dedicated to it that is growing by the hour. So jump on the Barguments podcast and the Facebook group. This week, we are arguing about... What show started off really good and then got really bad?
Oh. Is there a time frame involved, or can you just...
No, I mean, it could be any TV show where it started off going, this is awesome. And then a couple seasons into it, it goes, wow, that really went south fast.
Have you ever heard the expression, jump the shark?
Yes. That would be Happy Days, right?
Happy Days. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That is when the show took a turn for the worse.
The worse. Or that's when people, you know, the writers
That is actually a really good example. I was going to go with the TV show Dexter. It started off really, really good.
Isn't it bad?
And then when it ended really bad.
I didn't watch it. I watched a couple episodes and I'm like, yeah.
Really? After the first couple episodes, you didn't buy into it, huh?
Nope, did not.
Gotcha. That was the show that my wife and I, we got pretty addicted to right before my wife had our kid. And that we were like, that's when you could binge watch shows and not have to worry about anybody waking up early. And that was a show that when it ended, I was like, and he had just been born. I was like, I can't believe I sacrificed sleep on this show.
What? Well, he was a, what was he again? He was a serial killer, but
he worked for the Miami Police Department. He was a serial killer, but he only killed like bad people. So he was a good serial killer. And it was really good that way. They had some really good seasons. They had John Lithgow, who was really good in it. And then it seemed like one of those TV shows where at the end, they were like, we have no idea how to finish this. And we all really would like to watch the series finale of Breaking Bad.
Right.
So let's just end it. And it just went south really fast.
Okay, then. Barguments. Get it wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. And have a milkshake or have some ice cream or some frozen yogurt. Enjoy the podcast.
All right. Talk to you next week, Dan.
See you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.